All right, on this Friday morning, as the government shutdown continues over funding for protection at the southern border, and there is evidence that there are more people, undocumented immigrants, seeking to enter the U.S. Jim Ryan from ABC News has some of the numbers. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. Yes, U.S. Customs and Border Protection put out its report yesterday showing what it called was a surge of 280% apprehensions of what it calls families who were trying to come in this fiscal year. That means the last 3 or 4 months or so, compared with the same period in 2017. And as we've seen for about the last year or so, Paul, most of those people apprehended there at the border, the southern border, were coming in not from Mexico, but from somewhere else. They began their journey somewhere in the so-called Northern Triangle, the countries of Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador, having made their way across Mexico and then into the United States, the so-called caravans coming up through Mexico and through the southern border, Paul.
That is quite a surge. So what do we do to prevent that? I mean, short of building a wall, and I understand that there's all kinds of discussion about how to fortify the border, but what happens when these people are turned away?
Well, now, as of yesterday, in fact, there is a new policy taking effect first at San Diego and then all across the southern border that even people coming in seeking asylum, checking in at the at the checkpoints, the U.S. Checkpoints that are maintained along the border, that they will be turned away back into Mexico to await their immigration hearings. The president has complained that the so-called catch-and-release policy has allowed people who have made a credible threat claim to stay in the U.S. and that often they simply vanish into the landscape and don't show up for their immigration hearings. So as of right now, as of today on the southern border at San Diego, between San Diego and Tijuana, those people are being held in Mexico, not allowed into the country as their immigration status and their asylum hearings are set.
Yeah, it's a huge problem, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is a problem. And the CBP, interestingly, makes a kind of a political case in this news release in which they talk about their numbers, saying that the numbers for fiscal year 2018, that those were a record for apprehensions and that this year will surpass that without any legislative fixes. So Customs and Border Protection seems to be officially calling for some sort of legislation to try to address the problem, either a wall or some other way.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Jim, we appreciate the reporting. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Bye now.